The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we concluded that based on the different discussions, the previous discussions we have had, we understand there are different benefits, different effects for supplication. And we counted different benefits. And the third effect of supplication was the fact that it meant belief in the Almighty Allah. The question was, why does supplication means belief in God? In response to that, we said that human beings are full of needs and their life means satisfying those needs to the highest form. But the best thing is that if man believe in the Almighty Allah as the one who can assist him in this path of satisfying these needs, this means supplication. This means engaging in different forms of supplication and worshiping. And the different verses of the Holy Quran support this idea as well. We were having a look at different verses of the Holy Quran in this case. رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ This verse of the Holy Quran is specifically talking about ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, about remembrance of the Almighty Allah, which is the nature of supplication. Men whom neither merchandise nor selling diverts from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. So, when we have a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran, we understand that there are numerous factors and elements mentioned that are actually effective in diverting man from the path of remembrance, in misleading him from remembrance of the Almighty Allah. One is tijara, merchandise. The other is wishful desires. The other, as we had look in the previous episode, is as al-mal wal-banun, wealth and children. And also a bad company and bad friend is also from among the other ones. But this verse specifically points out to this. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Men whom neither merchandise nor selling diverts from the remembrance of Allah. This رِجَال is not here to mean only men, but of course any kind of human being, be it man or woman, they are all included in this verse. And the point is that this verse is telling us that if you have firm will and intention, nothing can stop you, even the worst instrument. رِجَالٌ, but they are truly رِجَال. They are those with intentions. They are those with the highest form of actually will. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ This tijara, this bay' is only seen by them as an instrument. And if even if they have the highest probability in their jobs, even if they have the highest probability of being diverted from the path of remembrance of the Almighty Allah, since they have this intention, they will not be misled. لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This is what the verse suggests.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Another verse of the Holy Quran, dear listeners, is that actually says concerning the hypocrites, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They do not remember Allah save a little. This is really interesting because it could be considered that one of the reasons why they are among the hypocrites is that they do not remember Allah save a little. And it is interesting that it is also the result of remembering Allah little that concerning the infidels, Almighty Allah says, الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. They, whose eyes were under a kind of cover from my reminder, فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. They could not even hear. So this is the result of remembering Almighty Allah less, remembering Almighty Allah little. In comparison with the previous verses we discussed that said, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا or وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. This and those advantages were mentioned for those frequent and constant supplications. But this is the result of remembering Allah little. لَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا is mentioned concerning the hypocrites. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.